statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms and clearing skies in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 50, and Wednesday, sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. The McPherson County Sheriff's Office investigating a hunting accident near Roxbury that injured a 7-year-old boy just before 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. A supervisor with the McPherson County Dispatch said an adult hunter thought he shot a turkey, but it was actually a decoy that the boy was near. KTV reports a bullet struck the boy in the head, and the boy was taken to Wesley Medical Center. A woman has died after a crash Friday morning in western Kansas. That accident took place around 10 o'clock Friday morning on U.S. Highway 83, about 5 miles south of U.S. Highway 50 in Finney County. 40-year-old Norma Santoyo was driving her vehicle northbound on the highway when she crossed the center line and struck a semi-truck. KTV reports 40-year-old Santoyo of Garden City died in the accident. The driver of the semi-truck had minor injuries. And a nice warm-up on tap before chances of rain later in the week. Mid-America Network News.
Tim Speck with your latest agricultural news through the Mid-America Ag Network. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank reports a slowdown of farm lending in the first quarter of the year before the emergence of global economic developments related to COVID-19. Growth in farm lending continued to show signs of slowing. According to data collected in early February, agricultural lending activity showed further signs of slowing in the first quarter despite an increase in the volume of operating loans. The total volume of non-real estate loans remained above the historical average, but were about 10% lower than a year ago. Despite a decline in most types of lending, loans for operating expenses increased nearly 10%. The overall decline was driven by a drop of about 30% in both livestock loans and loans for miscellaneous purposes. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank says demand for farm loans may increase as economic disruptions associated with the COVID-19 pandemic could put additional pressure on farm finances. With the latest in everything trade and ag-related, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, on the Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't need to be elected to shape the future of your community. You just need to be someone who cares about your community. By being counted in the 2020 census, you will help inform funding for local school programs, emergency services, and roads in your community. It only takes a few minutes, but the impact will be felt for years. The census only occurs once every 10 years. Don't miss your chance to make a difference. Learn more at KansasCounts.org. Brought to you by the League of Kansas Municipalities and this radio station.
The coronavirus pandemic does not appear to be delaying the quickly approaching May 10th deadline for Kansas property taxes.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Nebraska Church is taking a cautious approach to resuming worship services, even though the state will allow them to gather their members again starting next month. The Reverend Michael McCabe of St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lincoln said he's not sure yet when worship services will resume at his church. Businesses in Nebraska starting to plan their comeback now that the state's governor has unveiled his plan to ease coronavirus restrictions. Governor Pete Ricketts said Friday he'll relax restrictions in 59 counties, including those in the Omaha area. The new orders are effective until May 31st, allowing restaurants to reopen their dining rooms, but require them to keep crowds at or below half of their rated occupancy. Dining parties are limited to 6 people, buffets are still closed, and bars must keep their dining areas closed also. Also, barbershops, tattoo parlors, salons, and massage therapists can reopen with restrictions. Mid-America Network News.
This is Daryl Anderson from the Farm to Fork Radio Show. Allow me to congratulate you on having the good sense to listen to your local radio station for the latest information on the coronavirus threat. You might want to encourage your friends and family to do the same. Radio stations like this one are the quickest and most accurate way for you to hear the latest alerts, whether national, statewide, or local. In short, keep doing what you're doing and stay tuned in here.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Commissioner Barb Kiekhafer reported that she had met recently with the Emergency Management Director, County Health Nurse, and Public Health Officer to discuss reopening plans for the county. It was recommended to reopen in phases, and the board will work on what this plan might look like in upcoming weeks. The topic arose again as to when the county anticipates opening the landfill to the public. The board understands the need for reopening. However, they wish to continue keeping the safety of employees and the public in mind when deciding on reopening procedures and timeline. County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker voiced concerns regarding the decrease in revenue in the motor vehicle budget due to the COVID-19 precautions and the extended deadlines for renewing tags and driver's licenses. She's trying to be proactive in setting a plan as to when the county opens back up for business, while also preparing for the number of people needing services but still practicing social distancing. May 10th is the deadline for the second half of 2019 taxes to be paid. This deadline has not been extended. Ellenbecker recommended that going forward, we look into and continue with a permanent drop box outside the building. A temporary drop box is available. Commissioners approved paying full cost and then received 90% reimbursement from the Kansas Department of Transportation on a bridge structure on West River Road in Section 12 of Waterville Township. Commissioners will be opening sealed bids for the tax sale properties at the May 11th meeting. The county recycling truck was totaled after it was involved in an accident last Friday. Fred Kohorst was driving the truck, which collided with another owned by Temps Disposal, and driven by Dennis Hiles, who was transported to CMH, where he was treated and released. Recycling will temporarily use a truck from the bridge department with a replacement to be considered at a later date. Washington County Commissioners' last meeting consisted of mostly routine business. It was determined that conversations regarding reopening after stay-at-home orders will be discussed as the state releases guidelines, due with the pending expiration of the order May 3rd. The treasurer's office reminds citizens that a drop box has been installed at the bottom of the ramp that leads to the lower level of the Washington County Courthouse. A reminder that Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week and are meeting biweekly until further notice. Gage County Board of Supervisors and committees last week conducted routine business. Another confirmation of a COVID-19 patient in Gage County Friday as a man in his 80s tested positive. He's a resident of an assisted living facility. That one not related to the Adams Care facility, which had previously been connected to a majority of the now 29 cases in Gage County. An investigation as to how the contact with the virus was made is ongoing. A first confirmed case in Jefferson County, Nebraska, was identified over the weekend. Officials are initiating a contact investigation with that man. In Kansas, just over 3,000 cases have been identified over the past 6 weeks, with 474 hospitalized and 117 related fatalities to date. Still no confirmed cases in Washington, Marshall, Nemahal, or Brown counties, among 29 Kansas counties statewide, yet without any positive tests. 4 cases have been identified in Republic and Clay counties, 3 in Cloud. Riley has 43 confirmed cases, and Pottawatomie now reports 9. Updates are listed on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website. Sylvester A. Al Singleton, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. A private graveside and interment service is planned at the Prospect Hill Cemetery. A memorial service will follow at a later date. The Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Al Singleton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, citrus salmon, macaroni and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, garden blend, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
How's your mental health holding up? There's a virus we can't see that is disrupting all our lives. It's as important right now to take care of our minds as it is to take care of our bodies. We need to stay connected to the people we love. Limit our time watching and reading news stories about the virus. Take care of our bodies. Eat right, exercise, try to sleep, avoid alcohol and drugs, do the things we enjoy. Connect with our higher power and be kind to each other. If yours or a loved one's mental health is suffering and you're not sure what to do, please call your local Pawnee office.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, upper-level system could bring us some isolated showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it looks like beautiful day with mostly sunny skies. We have a low-pressure system that'll be moving across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, bringing us a chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Otherwise, it looks like we'll have dry weather, sunny skies for the rest of the week, starting Wednesday. Temperatures, we're going to see some nice warm temperatures this week in the 70s and 80s. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, isolated storms early, then clearing skies. Lower 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, it looks like we'll have chances of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 50. For Wednesday, sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, and Wednesday night, mostly clear, mid 40s. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April, 66, record high on this date, 86 in 2001. The average low, 43, and the record low is 31, set in 1995. Sunset this evening, 8:18, sunrise in the morning at 6:29. 56 degrees sunshine with a light south wind this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
College player behind bars and the NBA rebounding. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Tulane basketballer Tashawn Hightower was arrested over the weekend and charged with murder in connection with a fatal shooting in Stockbridge, Georgia earlier this month. Hightower was Tulane's leading scorer in 2019-2020. The school announced on Sunday that Hightower was released from the team following his arrest. The New Orleans Saints are re-signing backup quarterback Taysom Hill to a two-year deal. It's reportedly worth $21 million. That's according to a source who told ESPN's Adam Schefter. And ex-Buck quarterback Jameis Winston may find his new home in the Big Easy. According to Yahoo Sports, a one-year deal is close to being finalized. The NFL announced that this year's virtual draft was the most watched draft ever, reaching a record 55 million viewers over 3 days. Along with the draft, the NFL held a three-day fundraiser with proceeds going towards charities offering COVID-19 relief. It raised more than $6.5 million. This is ABC Sports. The NBA is taking its first steps to save its season. Sources telling ESPN that the league is reopening team practice facilities Friday for players in states that are relaxing stay-at-home measures. But ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski says not everyone's on board.
I still hear a lot of concern about safety and whether it's a good idea at all for any of these facilities to be opening up. You know, certainly one general manager I talked to yesterday said, I don't want my players in anybody's facility. I don't want them around other players. I don't want someone to get sick in this instance. I still think we're rushing back into this.
San Diego State is announcing that forward Matt Mitchell is entering the NBA draft, but also keeping the option of returning to the Aztecs next year. On Sunday, the school said that Mitchell did not hire an agent, allowing him to maintain his college eligibility. Mitchell joins teammate Malachi Flynn, the MWC Player of the Year, who also declared for the draft. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A bipartisan group of senators wants the Trump administration to remove the caps on the amount of direct coronavirus relief farmers can get under USDA's new aid package. The $19 billion plan for relief put together by President Trump and Ag Secretary Perdue includes $16 billion in direct payments capped at $125,000 per commodity and $250,000 a person. Now that's in line with the payment limits from the 2018 Farm Bill. In a letter to the president, 28 senators pointed out that the limits could disproportionately hurt some of the hardest hit corners of agriculture. Perdue is hoping to launch the aid program in May, and the senators want the payment limits scrapped before USDA puts the finishing touches on the aid program. For example, fresh produce growers have higher production costs than other farmers. Strawberry growers can spend up to $30,000 an acre. The senators say that means the current payment limitations will be too restrictive to meaningfully address the losses they're facing. Perdue has already said there won't be enough money to help all sectors of agriculture, adding that getting rid of payment limitations will likely mean running out of money that much quicker. China, looking at possible ways to speed up its purchases of American farm goods to meet the Phase 1 trade agreement commitments, but it appears not everyone is happy with that idea. The government is looking at speeding up the process because the coronavirus delayed some imports. Proposals include potentially buying 10 million tons of U.S. soybeans for Chinese state reserves if demand from private buyers isn't enough. China could also fulfill its annual import quota of corn, which is currently 7.2 million tons of grain from America. Now, there is some opposition to these planned buys. Some are questioning whether the government should try to expedite U.S. purchases, given the downturn in the Chinese economy. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck. In your latest Ag News here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The Supreme Court dealt a major blow to Trump administration efforts to limit the reach of the Clean Water Act, the case that could have implications for the controversial Obama-era Water of the U.S. or WOTUS rule. The High Court ruled 6-3 that a wastewater treatment plant in Hawaii could not skirt the Clean Water Act by pumping waste into groundwater instead of directly into the ocean. Environmentalists seized on the ruling as a victory against the Trump EPA that could be used in other cases of indirect discharges, such as farming. The EPA has now replaced the Obama WOTUS permitting rule that covered many land use and farming practices. The Trump EPA and American Farm Bureau.
Farm credit counsel, President and CEO Todd Van Hoos, said farm credit of
water and is unworkable and too costly. Barish says EPA's rule replacing WOTUS is much clearer on farm and ranch permit exclusions and claimed during the Maui case that the Clean Water Act requirements were met in this instance.
And I think we can deal with these kinds of issues. And again, we think Maui did. I mean, they had their permit to do this injection, and this really pushes it well beyond what would be simply Water Act, you know, fitting.
Further court challenges by environmentalists could threaten the Environmental Protection Agency's Water of the U.S. replacement. Dissenting conservatives on the high court wrote that the majority's ruling is not backed by the text of the Clean Water Act and gives no clear guidance to lower courts. It was unclear how the Environmental Protection Agency would implement the new ruling. Again, reporting with the American Farm Bureau was Don Parrish. And I'm Sam Speck, your farm broadcaster, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. Depending on what state you live in, it was Arbor Day within the last few days. We'll talk about Arbor Day and how you can celebrate right after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Our gardening guru, Jim Fizell, is back with us again this week, and he is all excited about Arbor Day.
Arbor Day is always the fourth Friday in April here in Illinois, which happens to be April 24 this year. Fourth Friday in Illinois, but it varies elsewhere. So wherever you are, if you're listening, check with your calendar to make sure what the date is in your community. Now, Arbor Day was started by Sterling Morton. He's been remembered because of his fondness for trees, and he did start this. He wanted to start windbreaks on the prairie so that as the winds blew when the ground was bare in the wintertime, it wouldn't pick up the dust. I like to plant trees, as a matter of fact. I really enjoy it. I planted hundreds of them. I can't even begin to count how many. When I was in college, I worked for a company, and all we did is plant trees in new subdivisions. So there were a lot of them that went in. That's 60, 70 years ago, so I'm sure they're good, mature trees. And I try to plant some every year. I haven't gotten any done this year, but we will. A few years ago, we had the pleasure, really, of planting some huge trees. Now, we can't even tell the replacements are over 40 feet tall now. But you don't have to plant those. Small liners. When I was, when our kids were in school, this is about 30 or 40 years ago anyway, I did a lot of Arbor Day programs in which times we passed out seedling trees. A lot of people just threw them away and said, that's just a stick. We're not going to pay any attention with that. But fortunately, a lot of people planted these things. They are mature trees now, 40 or 50 years old. And I can go around town here where we live and within this school district, and I can point out trees that were planted by school kids back in that time that are gorgeous, big shade trees, shading houses, providing places for birds to nest, and so forth. Just a little bit of past history, too. You know, Illinois was the prairie state. It's still known as that. Most of the trees were along waterways, but without water to keep the soil moist, the trees burned off when there were seedlings because the prairies were burned off to maintain the prairie. So we didn't have trees. Where our towns are built now was prairie. Now, in our past history, our ancestors decided it was a good idea to plant trees for a bunch of reasons. And if it hadn't been for them doing that, we wouldn't have trees now. We need to do the same thing for our kids.
More about Arbor Day with Jim Fizell tomorrow. Back after this.
Every good season starts with a great deal. Buy two or more Ag Firestone tires for one big instant discount using the Firestone Farm Hard Rewards. Find out how to take advantage of savings on the best Ag tires through the Firestone Farm Hard Rewards program by contacting your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch. These large instant discounts are available through April 30th.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine, 56 degrees this morning. Highs around 80 on a warm-up for today.
Good morning. Dennis Henriks reporting from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's Monday. Hey, we've got a 10 o'clock start here this morning. A nice sale. A good group of feeder cattle. Got our nice hay run, folks. And, of course, we have our cow-calf, bred cow sale on April 30th, which is that Thursday at 11 o'clock. Here this morning, folks, with the good run of cattle, certainly if you need grass cattle, be looking to head to Beatrice here at 12 o'clock noon. Also at 12 o'clock noon in the hay department, 302 of the square alfalfa bales, 35 square brome. There's 100 bales of straw. If you need seeding straw for the lawn or the strawberries or whatever, guys, we certainly got a lot of straw here today. In the big round department, round alfalfa, there's 14 second cut. And also second cutting around alfalfa, there's three different groups of 10 round bales. In the round prairie, there's 34. Round grass, there's 30. In the round brome, there's 20. And there is 13 round CRP bales. On Thursday, folks, at 11 o'clock, we will have our cow-calf family bred cow sale. The special starting at 11 o'clock. And it consists of the Hilt First Calf Black Families, folks, along with Stutzman Red Angus Red Angus calves and cows. Really a good set of calves. Those are the AI Chuler Rebel Angus calves, guys, along with 40 Red Angus First Calf Families out of Sutton, 10 out of Clark's. In the cow-calf department, there is 20 black cow-calf families, 3 to 7-year-olds. And an additional 12 black cow-calf families, 4 to 9-year-old. In the bred cows, Hilt Farms out of Utah, Nebraska, will have the balance of their 30 black Angus bred cows, 5 to 7-year-olds, are bred brush black Angus, and they will calve in May and June. That's Thursday, 11 o'clock here at the cow-calf bred cow special at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Here today, folks, a great run of grass calves. Certainly invite you to head on up or give us a call. Starting off the day at 12 noon, we do have one black Semangus bull calf. He's all vaccinated, Vision 7 with spur. Then we get into a great set of feeder cattle. 28 black and black baldy steers are going to come out of Wilbur. Guys, they're the Niederklang cattle. Out of Crete, we have 12 black steers are going to weigh 5 to 600. That is the Winkler calves. So Weitzer out of String has 44 black and red steer and heifers. They are going to weigh 375 to 550. Wallenberg calves, Beatrice, 18 black baldies. They're going to be 4 to 600. Boxa out of Beatrice, 6 black char cross heifers. They're going to be 6 to 650. Henriksen out of Shickley, 25 black heifers, 555 to 650. Cisco calves, that is Curtis and John. There's going to be 48 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 500. Trenton and Kent Bus. Rick will get that phone call. There's 42 Red Angus steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 to 600. Carlson calves out of Syracuse. There's 13 black steer and heifers, 5 to 7. Klaus out of Odell, 20 red Semangus steer and heifers weighing 550 to 675. Mike Wires out of Crab Orchard, 15 black and red steers. They're going to weigh 550. Steve Jansen out of Virginia, 10 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 3 to 550. Tom and Andrew Sisko out of Burchard's got 30 nice. Black and red, steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 550. Lynn Hart out of Wilbur, there's going to be 10. Black and red, steer and heifers are going to weigh 500. Robin Winslow out of Steiner, 10. Red, white face, black, white face, bull and heifers, they weigh 650. Keebler Farms out of Sterling, 14. Shorthorn heifers, they're going to weigh 450 to 550. The Parks Cattle out of Dorchester, 6 black, steer and heifers weighing 7 to 750. Pascachill, 10 black steers out of Pawnee City. They're going to weigh that 650 to 750. Summerhalder out of Auburn, 15 black heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 550. The Eggers cattle out of Johnson, 15 black and red steers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. That's about 450 head of those good grass calves, guys. So if you certainly need spacing in that pasture, yet we certainly have it in a great, great, good quality set of calves. Give us a call, Tony Rick or Denny at 223-3571. We say thanks for the business. Certainly give us a call. And, you know, keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
It is the anniversary of the birth of Ulysses S. Grant, and we're celebrating with a little presidential middle initial trivia on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have the passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 27th, the 118th day of the year. U.S. Marines landed on the shores of Tripoli on this day in 1805. Telegraph inventor Samuel Morse was born in 1791, and future